Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Boy Meets World, episode 21, Boy Meets Girl. We are your hosts. I'm Kyle. Sitting across the table from me is Steven.
Hello.
So, almost there. One more to go. You excited?
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
Sorry. Had to clear my throat. What are you writing over there? You writing notes?
Yeah, sure.
Talking points?
Yeah.
That sort of thing?
Why not?
So how's the show open up?
Our show, or?
No, this episode of Boy Meets World.
Oh, episode 21 of season 1?
Yeah.
Boy Meets Girl?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, they're watching a very old school video about puberty with Corey mocking it the entire time.
Okay.
All right.
All right. That's the episode. See you guys. Did you have to watch a puberty video in school?
Yeah, I vaguely recall that, yeah. Did you?
I don't remember watching one, no.
I want to say, sixth grade, maybe? I'm not sure.
I think we had a teacher actually stand up there and give a presentation.
Oh, yeah.
On puberty, yeah. Just talk it over rather than watching a video.
Do you remember any highlights of that?
No, just that I think they were going to do another class, but they were going to have the boys go into one room and the girls go into another one.
Mm-hmm. I kind of remember that being a thing, being separated, watching things or going over things.
Yeah. I don't remember the males getting one. I know the girls went into one, but I don't remember ours ever transpiring.
You remember the girls, though?
I wasn't in there, but I remember them getting their own.
Gotcha.
Their own little sit-in. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so they're getting shown the video on puberty that and women are going to get their telegram well before the boys.
Yeah. Yep. Their hormonal telegrams.
Yeah.
Sounds odd.
Yeah, it does. But, I mean, this video is probably from the 60s, so.
Yeah. I mean, apparently Alan watched it.
Yeah.
We learned later.
I'm sure he's seen a whole lot of things happen in his time on this world.
Hmm.
Yeah. Over hundreds of years.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Feeny's like, whatever. You know, I don't remember.
Feeny's like, I don't give a shit about your all's puberty. I just know that when you guys finally hit it, you're going to be seventh graders, and that's your seventh grade teacher's problem, not mine.
Yeah. But mine. Because I will be him.
Yeah. Spoiler. Feeny stays with him through the whole series.
Corey declares that both he and Sean are going to stay 12 until they turn 42.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, which Corey doesn't realize here at first.
Sean's already started to go through the change.
He's already got his telegram, apparently.
Drops a pencil.
Just came in the mail.
Yep.
Right then.
And he's going to write back, but he drops his pencil. And then he bumps into his desk neighbor there, who is a girl.
Yeah.
Going through the change herself. Their eyes lock. And you get the message without words that they are attracted to one another.
Mm-hmm. The goofy laughing and whatnot.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So it's not looking good for Corey.
No. He's losing his mate there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you ever have to compete with friends, GF, or time with your friend?
Feel like that's an ongoing battle, is it not?
Oh, yeah. Now, yeah.
It,
he's not. She's not even... Does he listen?
Who?
The person we're talking about.
Who's he?
You know, that we're talking about, or who I'm talking about.
I don't know who you're talking about, so I don't know.
No, I was talking about Dane.
Oh, Dane. Yeah. I doubt it. I don't know.
You don't know if he listens? Okay, well.
Why? What about him?
I feel like you're always competing to get him to go do things, but he just wants to stay in.
I feel like it's taking a back seat, perhaps.
Oh, yeah, because you did say he started getting out and doing things.
Yeah, a little bit. He got a job.
Oh, yeah, that's true, he did, didn't he?
Yeah. Good for him, I guess.
So, you mentioned that...
Congrats, Dane.
You mentioned that's still an ongoing thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you didn't have Dane in mind. Who'd you have in mind?
Just every friend that is in a relationship.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like from...
Come on.
Late teens.
Okay.
Until we die, that'll be a thing.
That'll be a thing. Yeah. Competing with someone, having time with their significant other.
Yeah. Am I wrong here?
No. I mean, I think that's just how the world works.
Or even just replace girl with job or this or that, you know.
Anything.
It's always a thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like, you know, when you first go through the change, though, and you get your first, you know.
Your telegram?
Boyfriend, girlfriend. You know, that's all you want to do. You just want to spend time with them, and you kind of neglect all other aspects of your life. But I feel like it kind of tends to taper off, you know, and you learn how to balance it better going forward in other relationships and stuff. But at this time, you know, it happens. But, like, did it happen to you at, like, 12 or something?
Oh, I didn't have a girlfriend when I was 12.
What about your buddies and stuff?
I don't remember anyone having girlfriends. We're all losers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. Or they weren't attached at the hip. I don't know.
Gotcha. They knew what they were doing right at the beginning.
Or I didn't have friends. Either way.
I think you had friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, like you.
Yeah.
Super charismatic.
Oh, yeah. That's
brings
cool
too much charisma and personality to the spot every week. Definitely.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a thing if you read our reviews, but. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I did.
You didn't what?
I always had to compete.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
With your buddies?
Yeah.
Or their girlfriends?
Yeah.
I guess.
Like, I would get pissed when I would see them, like, talking down to them, trying to make them do shit. I was like, you don't have to listen to them. Fuck them. Let's go do something.
Wait, so the girl is talking down or telling the boy to do something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, would just be on him and on him. No.
Give me an example.
Just telling him to watch what he's eating, or like, hey, don't talk to that person, or hey, I don't like that person, you shouldn't talk to him.
If it's the friends I'm thinking of, probably not a bad idea, though.
Yeah, it's true. Hindsight's 20/20. I really should have been with her, not competing against her. But, you know. But, yeah. And I was bad about that, too, when, like, I would first get a girlfriend. That's, like, all I would want to do is hang out with a girlfriend. Mm. So.
Yeah.
But you need more than that.
You'll learn.
Eventually.
Where are we at here, son?
All right, so they're in the lunchroom getting some snacks, and Mr. Hunter is going through the change, ready to go on a date.
That is. He can't stop giggling.
Yeah. Every time she goes up to talk, she's like, hey, you want to go see a movie? He's like, all right, see you later, Terminator. She walks off. That's what she said, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I can never tell if you're laughing because something I said was funny or you're laughing because I said it.
So. Just a ridiculous line.
Right? Like, I feel like that would have made me dump her right there. Like, you're lame.
No.
I was hanging out with Corey.
Get married.
Okay. Yeah.
Because that's hilarious.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. I'll see you later, Terminator.
Yeah. Minkus is brushing up on his psychology of the female mind with his,
I gotta start using that.
With his, you guys are using that? Yeah. See you later, Terminator?
Yeah.
It doesn't even rhyme.
Yeah. That should be our sign-off for the show.
Show? Okay.
Yeah.
From going forward.
Yeah. See you later, Terminators.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, Minkus is over there reading Perky magazine.
Perky. It sounded like a titty mag to me.
A little bit.
Like Perky. Oh, my gosh. Minkus is a closet freak.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he is.
No, definitely.
So they're, the boys here, and when I say boys, I mean John and Corey, getting to talk to Minkus. Minkus is trying to give him a little bit of lessons.
Yeah. You read this, like, how high up should you shave your leg?
Yeah, of course, Corey is, again, just making a mockery of everything.
Yeah, shitting all over it.
Hasn't quite got his telegram, Minkus says. And then Sean is like, you know, let's pretend like I'm interested in what you have to say right now and, you know, tell me about this dating thing. And, yeah. And then, I don't know where we're at.
Huh? Well, I think Sean takes the Perky to read later.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's gone.
Yeah.
So then Corey,
he goes up to Topanga.
Well, after talking to Minkus some more, he's trying to learn how to do this. Only for the keeping up with Sean.
Yeah, he's just wanting to keep up with his friend.
This is a revenge tactic.
Yeah, thinking it's going to hurt him, but really he doesn't care because he's girl crazy.
Yeah. So yeah, Minkus tells Corey that you need to find a girl you can relate to, blah, 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 these things like that. He goes through the survey from Perky Magazine. And it's like, what is the number one thing a girl wants from a guy? Which Corey says, loose change. I thought that was kind of funny.
Silly.
Because, you know, girls want your money.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, that is funny.
Yeah.
Solely misogynistic, too.
Mm.
Would never fly these days.
No, no. And I certainly don't think that way.
I'm appalled at that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
So that's not really working out. And so Mikas tells him, just go for the first thing in a dress.
Yep. And well, behold Topanga.
Yeah. He's just like looking under desks and things.
Yeah, for dresses.
Really weird. And then, yeah, we see the dress and it is good old weirdo Topanga.
Yeah. And he asks, how's it going? She says, well, Mercury's out of alignment and it's making projects difficult and causing utter chaos or something like that. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, cool, let's make a date.
Now, how does the astronomer get to where he needs to go or something like that? His Taurus.
or how did he cross the road?
Yeah. His Taurus.
Yeah, that's...
Get it, Steven? Ford Taurus. The car.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, how does Taurus relate? Ford Taurus?
It's a astrology sign.
See, that's the part you might want to explain it.
Oh, I thought everybody knew that. Okay.
Not everyone. I don't read Perky.
Oh, well, you need to pick up the latest issue. It's a doozy. You think Loose Change was rough?
Loose Change, huh?
Yeah.
Like the 9/11 documentary?
What?
Nothing.
What? No, hold on. Go. Stay with this. What?
Yeah, the 9/11 documentary. It's called Loose Change.
I don't understand. Why is it called Loose Change?
I don't know why it's called Loose Change.
Did Michael Moore make this one, too?
No.
Oh, okay.
Don't believe so.
But anyways, they make a date.
Never forget. Make a date. Corey suggests a Burger World.
Mm-hmm. She's vegetarian.
Vegetarian.
But the internet.
Like, no, we're just going to meet there, and then we're going to go to the International House of Salads.
Yeah, she loves IHOS.
IHOS. Very good. Very good.
Are they still IHOB?
I really don't know.
Have you been since they've been IHOB?
No.
Oh.
Have you?
No. Mm-hmm. I smell an adventure.
Okay. I'm kind of hungry. Let's just cut this off and go.
Okay. Well, I just ate. I'm not hungry.
Oh, shit. All right. Anywho, we're at home.
Yep.
The Matthews home.
Yep, it's morning.
Is it morning?
Yep. You want to
think it's morning.
It's morning because Alan is pouring coffee into a cup.
Okay.
And I'm just going to go ahead and say it now. Mm-hmm. But you guys, I figured out Alan. Okay?
Elaborate. Just
let me let that hang in the air for a minute.
Okay.
I figured out who he is, the origin of everything he's able to do, everything he has done, everything we may think he's done to certain people of certain ethnicities.
Hmm.
Alan Matthews is the devil.
What?
He used racial slurs against a Japanese lady.
Mm-hmm.
He somehow...
Allegedly.
Allegedly, sorry. I left that out. He somehow finds time to work 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
And then come home paint fences with no loss of energy whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
He somehow used black magic to create a putt-putt course in his backyard.
Right.
And I have my suspicions, but this episode...
Confirmed
this theory for me.
How so?
He pours his coffee
into
a glass, not a mug. Mm. The heat would burn a normal man's fingers.
But he likes it hot.
But the devil, that's practically iced coffee to him.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
It's a strange thing to point out.
Yeah. Alan is the devil.
But very good.
And think about it, too. Like, he never shouts, uses force to persuade people. No. Silky smooth voice,
mm-hmm.
attractive like an angel,
mm-hmm.
a fallen one.
Yeah.
Master persuasion, black magic, racial slurs.
What's the greatest trick the devil ever pulled off?
Making people think he doesn't exist.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. He lives in Philadelphia with a wife and three kids.
All right. I'm not totally on board, but we'll see how it goes
okay.
from here on.
Yeah.
And you guys let us know. Is Alan the devil?
Yeah.
Over at Bore Meets World on Twitter.
But anyways, Amy is so happy for Corey to have his first date.
I'm not convinced it's morning, though.
It's morning.
Why is Corey coming in the back door in the morning time? Is he going on a walk?
He probably does walk. He probably plays basketball in the morning.
Because I assume this would be before school.
Yeah.
Because we see them at school. No, it says it's the next day. I assume it's late. I assume it's later.
It's morning. They are drinking fucking coffee, Stephen.
It's
the morning time, and Alan is the devil.
Unless it's Sunday. Is it Sunday?
Well, I hope not, because Alan would be on fire.
Hmm.
That's a holy day.
Because...
Oh, God, that would be great if it was Sunday, though, and he's drinking coffee and he's the devil to glass.
Or perhaps it's Friday. What day is it?
I don't know, but it's morning time.
I don't think it's morning.
But anyways, Alan is not... Morning. Alan says Corey is dumb for having his first date because now the women have all the control. And the best thing about dating, he knew that one day he would be married, and he called the shots. And Amy was like, "You poor thing, I'm sorry it didn't work out."
Yeah. Meanwhile, Amy is very delighted to find this out about Corey going on his first date.
Yep.
Woohoo. And thinks of all the fun he could be having dating.
Yeah.
Sounds a little weird, perhaps.
A little bit. She was on the phone with 8 guys in one night.
Yeah. Is that at the same time, or?
I have no idea.
Where are you going with Amy here? What is she? If Alan is the devil.
She's a succubus.
We'll just leave that there. So the parents now confront Corey about his upcoming date.
Yep.
Alan is like, "This is the dumbest thing you've ever done." Amy is pumped.
Yeah.
And so...
See, that's another thing.
Yeah.
Like, the point that Alan's the devil. Corey is, you know, going on a date, progressing in his life, mm-hmm. you know, gonna, on the path to happiness, and Alan is trying to derail it.
Mm. Yeah. But I think he explained it in the sense that he didn't have a good time doing this, so he wants his boy to avoid that.
It's just an elaborate ruse to get Amy on board with his ideas.
Mm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe onto something.
I am.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. Most certainly.
The truth is out there.
So we start to question why Corey has decided to go on a date.
Right.
He's never done this before. Yeah. He semi-explains what's happening.
Yeah, he saw the telegram thing in class. Now everyone's acting weird.
Mm-hmm.
Alan is surprised they're still showing that because they were showing that hundreds of years ago when he walked the earth.
Yeah.
Because
he's the devil.
Yep.
And that's what the devil did hundreds of years ago.
Sure, he watched movies.
Walked the earth, yes. And he kind of mentions, oh, well, it definitely struck Sean, because now he's going on a date, and then Amy kind of guesses the rest of what's actually happening.
You're trying to keep up with Sean, aren't you?
Yeah. And so he realizes it was wrong to form a date just to catch up to Sean, I believe. So mm-hmm. he decides to call and cancel.
Yep, saying he's got the flu, can't go.
Mm-hmm. You ever use sickness or something to get out of a date or anything like that?
I think everything but a date, yeah. Mm. So.
Like school.
School, work.
Yeah.
Family outings.
Time that worked perfectly.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's simpatico.
Hmm?
Simpatico.
Mm.
Yeah.
Spell that one for me.
I can't.
Okay. Anyway.
What about you? You ever faked illness to get out of anything? I don't see you faking an illness. I think you're just saying,
yeah, I'll just be ill.
I'm not going to do it.
Mm.
So.
Faked an illness. No, yeah, you're right. I'd probably just call in or quit or just not show up.
Yeah, I'm not coming in. I'll let you know at the end of the day. I'm probably quitting, too.
Yeah.
I don't know yet.
Yeah. Well, actually, I know, but I definitely won't be back. So, yeah, he fakes the sickness. Next day, we see Corey's goofing off,
mm-hmm.
cleaning doing up the laundry there.
Doing his color commentary, pretending to be an all-star basketball player.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And
someone shows up
in the midst of this ding dong.
Yeah.
Who's at the door?
That would be Topanga Lawrence.
That's right.
Yep. With a thing of aura juice.
Mm-hmm.
Some herbal tea that's going to detoxify.
Bancha tea.
Bancha tea?
Yeah. Do you know what this is? Have you heard of
this? I know it smells like a bancha gym socks.
Yeah. I like that. That was good.
Yeah.
That's funny.
No, I don't know what bancha tea is. You want to tell me?
I have no idea.
Oh, well, I know it's supposed to detoxify your aura.
Oh. So. Well, we should cook some up, maybe drink some on the next episode.
Okay, if we can find it.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, she came over with the tea, make him feel better. He kind of comes clean with what's up.
Yeah. I'm not really sick. She's like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Follow your inner voice, as my parents always say.
Yeah. She's surprisingly cool with it.
Yeah. But then she sneaks her way into actually having a date with him.
Do you think that's what happened?
Yeah.
I noticed you kind of made a comment while we were watching. You're like, that was smooth or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, I see your game. Okay. I see it. I'm on to every little thing that happens in this show. Don't you worry. They're not going to hide anything from me.
Yeah, so she decides, well, she's on her way out, and then she's like, oh, I got a person.
I left out another clue that Alan is Satan.
Okay.
When Corey's mom is like, hey, you're just doing this to keep up with Sean, right? And he goes, how did you know that? And Alan goes, sorority of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Saying Amy belongs to the sorority of Satan. See? He's trying to hold me back from saying the truth.
God, he's the devil.
He is.
As in, she's in the sorority of Satan.
Yeah.
He is Satan.
He is Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Interesting.
She made a pledge to him.
Mm-hmm. For life.
Yep. Matrimony.
Mm-hmm.
Match made in hell.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So you're saying marriage is hell.
All right. We're at... So Topanga and Corey are in there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Kyle's over here glistening like a pig.
Yep. Oink, oink. We're in the...
That's a future callback to a upcoming episode.
Future call, but my head hurts from that time travel. Topanga and Corey are in the living room. He's trying to show Topanga how to shoot sock baskets. She finds some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles underwear that Kyle may or may not had himself back in the day.
You think so?
I think so, yeah.
So let me ask you this. This is like the only note I took.
Okay.
When did you switch from tighty whities to boxers or boxer briefs or whatever you're rocking? I haven't seen you pantless. Lately.
I wore briefs up until puberty. And then I went to boxers. And then about 22, 23, I switched over to boxer briefs.
Mm.
So.
And still rocking them to this day.
To this day.
What made you change?
They just felt more comfy.
But how did you know? Or why would you be like, oh, I'm going to try this?
Hmm? Recommendation?
Mm-mm. Some bro at school was like, dude.
No, I'm stepmom.
Gotta check this out. Oh, she wore them.
Yeah, she was like, you really gotta try these out. They make my dick feel great, Kyle.
My balls just hanging, I'm feeling like, great.
All right, mama number two. I'll do it.
Very good.
Yeah. What about you?
You got a weird family.
Right?
Me? I really don't recall when it was. But it was a good idea. That's for sure.
Are you a boxer briefs?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe I'll let you know on Patreon.
That's what our Patreon's going to be. It's just us scantily clad.
Yeah, we'll be raking in the money. Can you imagine?
No.
Yes, boxer briefs.
I feel like that's the best thing, you know? You got that middle ground, you got support, but you got freedom too.
I'm thinking about going back, though.
To what, boxers?
No.
Briefs?
Yeah.
Are you that fucking old?
Yeah. I'm there.
Your sack hang down like 3 feet now, old man?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow, that's kind of gross.
Yeah, check it out over on Patreon.
$5.
$5 a month to get a ball shot from me.
Sack of nickels gets you a picture of a sack. But now, like,
yeah,
the way my legs are anyways,
mm-hmm.
like, when I would buy boxers or something, if I bought them too big, like, they would fit the way they're supposed to on my legs, but the waist would be too big.
Mm-hmm.
So they ended up just being boxer briefs anyways, because they would just cling to my legs and stuff.
The way you explain this, very interesting body type. I had to check that out on Patreon, actually.
Yeah, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Oh, Lord. So, anywho, she stays to help with the laundry, as you said. Yeah. He's teaching her how to shoot baskets, not very animated like Corey was.
No, but she does make her basket,
mm-hmm.
and then they high five. There's a connection there that scares them both. Mm-hmm. They back up.
Although if they don't recall about 16, 17 episodes ago, they kissed.
Yeah, where she assaulted him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I guess Telegram hasn't arrived yet. They just received it.
Apparently.
That's why they didn't have quite the connection.
Must have been written at that time.
Mm-hmm.
They just forgot about sending it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, and Corey begins to do what?
Corey begins to...
There you go.
And then he covers his mouth.
And then they start to talk about
Mother's Day gifts.
Mother's Day.
Yep.
Topanga and their family. Not really into it.
It's commercial. It's a Hallmark holiday.
Aren't they all?
I think most of them, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which one is not?
In this house, it's Valentine's Day. Boy, I'm digging my grave on this episode.
Very good.
Yeah.
See,
but
the plan is you won't have the girlfriend anymore, and I get to hang out with you constantly.
That's your plan, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's the goal of this.
You're so devious. You're so devious.
Well, I learned from the best, Alan Matthews.
Been whispering in your ear that fatherly advice.
Wow.
This is the smartest decision you can make, Stephen. I'll paint you a fence and make you a putt-putt course if you sabotage Kyle's long-term relationship.
God, that'd be awesome.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Now you're going to put that motion in overdrive, aren't you?
Yeah. Into the ocean.
That's funny. I'll tell you a story later.
Okay. Well, just tell us now.
What was your first date? You
My
remember?
First date. Yeah.
It seems like movies are like the...
Yeah, it was the movie.
Movie. Do you feel like that's a good first date, though?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, you're not talking. You're not getting to know one another. You're sitting there watching a movie.
Yeah, I think it is.
Throwing mothballs at people's heads for 2 hours.
As in very first date of your life, yes. First date later in life, maybe not.
Maybe not.
Because you've learned some lessons along the way. But you're literally your first date in your life, movie, yeah, because it probably takes out the awkwardness of it all, and you just kind of get lost into this rather than your current situation, and
gives you
don't really know what the hell to do.
Gives you something to talk about after.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Sure. You make the connection after the movie.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Did you go to a movie your first one?
No, I hung out at her house. It's my first date.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah. Boy right here was hitting triples at a very young age. Just saying. No, I'm just kidding.
What did the daddy have to say about that?
I don't know. He hung out too. I'm sure he had a good time.
Okay.
Man, he kept coming back. So.
Did you guys make a better connection than you and the girl?
Not really.
No. Okay. Right. Mother's Day, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I need to correct that. Oh. My first date I ever went on was back in 2010 with Tara when I went to Cracker Barrel. So.
And I hope you got the place wrong, because that's going to be great.
Oh, I didn't.
No?
No.
What did she have?
Mm-hmm. I think she had ham and biscuits.
Mm-hmm. What'd you have?
I think I had ham and biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It was the only thing worth getting at Cracker Barrel.
Do you remember the date?
Probably July, I think, around then. She doesn't remember it. She was high as fuck. Man, I hope none of her coworkers listen to this.
Yeah. She doesn't do that anymore.
No, it's true. She doesn't.
She moved on because it's the gateway drug.
Yep. She's a junkie now. You guys better figure that shit out quick and fire. I'm just kidding.
Oh, wow. Mother's Day. Yeah.
She tells him to get something from the heart.
Yeah.
That's the best gift you can get your mother.
Which eventually ends up being a poem, or I don't recall if that's what they agreed upon at that time or not. No,
but I know Topanga's getting her mom a dustbuster.
Mm.
But Amy's good on small appliances.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Later on, Eric, Sean, outside, talking about dates and whatnot. Sean, young me, Eric says.
Mm-hmm.
Sean's second date didn't go so hot.
No. Second date slump.
That's right.
He's seen it before. He's never experienced it, though.
That's right. That's what Eric says.
Yeah.
That's the he you're referring to.
Of course.
Corey, chilling. It's like you guys crazy. I don't.
You said you guys crazy?
Yeah.
You guys be all crazy and shit. Fucking tripping over some bitch. Fucking plenty of bitches in the sea.
I recall that happening. Do you not?
What?
That whole
conversation?
Yeah.
It was a kid from episode 3. He was there.
Oh, God. Anywho, stay woke in that token, please.
You just committed pod suicide.
But they began to talk about how Eric had witnessed Topanga and Corey pretty cozy on the couch.
Yep, she was all nestled up to him.
pretty sure we got a confirmed date here. Sean, yep. Eric.
Yep, shared interest. She brought refreshments. Corey picked the activity.
Mm-hmm. Corey aggressively denying it wasn't a date.
Right. Even though all the evidence points to it being a date.
Mm-hmm. Just like all the evidence points to Alan Matthews being the devil.
Right.
Then we're at school. Corey's talking to Topanga, telling her, hey, for real though, it wasn't a date. But thanks for helping me write that poem for Amy for Mother's Day. Made her cry. And I believe tears are...
the soul's way of appreciation or something?
Yeah, something like
I'm
that.
I'm paraphrasing.
But that's why I pointed to you, because you were going to cover it, and you did great. Thanks for that. He remarks how Topanga knows a lot about women, in which she replies,
I'm going to be one someday.
There you go. She then folds down Corey's shirt collar and walks to class.
You know, just to finish ragging on Tara, I had a teacher, I had to ask her to do that.
What?
Fix my shirt collars.
Oh, yeah?
Ma'am.
You can't do that?
No.
How?
I have trouble with it.
She tie your shoes for you?
That's probably what she was thinking. Like, when I was like, you know, you're a girl, you're supposed to do this without me asking you. But I'm like, bitch, if you're too fucking dumb to not do it yourself, I probably shouldn't be with you.
Oh, God.
Fucking handicapped motherfucker can't even handle his own shirt collar.
Wow.
How's he supposed to handle a marriage? Huh?
Mm-hmm. Corey quickly pulls his collar back up. Then he starts to smile as he fixes it again.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the episode.
It felt really short, right?
It really did.
Yeah.
You said, that's it? And I was like, I guess so.
Apparently, yeah.
Very, very quick. Of course, we had the credit scene here with Corey and Sean sitting on the floor talking about how they survived their first date together.
Mm-hmm.
Still best friends. And they'll always stick together and face things like second dates, proms, engagements, and marriages.
And second marriages.
There you go.
Yeah.
And Sean agrees, but then Hillary rushes by and Topanga rushes by and they both say hi. Hi, Sean. Hi, Corey. And they look at each other and say later and run after each respected girl there.
Yep.
And that is the end of the episode.
It is.
And even with the additional credit scene, I will still say seemed very short.
It did.
I mean, where are we at on our recording?
36 minutes.
I mean, that's short.
Yeah. We're 10 minutes short here.
Yeah. So what the hell?
Yeah, something's missing.
What else you got?
Did you learn anything this week?
Apparently, this is how you ask a girl out.
Okay.
You open the door and say, get out. You're bothering me.
It was good. I would never do that.
Of course not.
No.
You are a gentleman.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, guys. This has been episode 21.
You don't have anything else?
I got nothing.
Did you have a lesson?
I didn't have a lesson. I taught my lesson.
You taught your lesson?
Now everyone is smarter and is on to Alan.
Alan. Alan's the devil. Yeah. That would be a good lesson for the week.
Yeah.
Covered underwear, first dates, or lack of lesson, baking sick. That's all I had.
Okay.
I
got puberty video in school, competing with friends, GF for time. Alan is the devil. Coffee and glass. First date, ? And what did you learn this week? So, yeah, I'm covered.
All right.
All right.
So, how do we fill the time?
I think we're good. I mean, we're allowed one episode that's a little short, right? Because we got our finale coming up.
That's true, but the people have missed us. We've been gone for a few weeks.
That's true, but we just recorded one, so.
Yeah, but we need to make up for it still.
Okay.
So, what do you want to talk about?
What you been up to?
What have I been up to? Absolutely nothing.
Shocker. Riveting stuff on Boy Meets World.
Yeah. You know, I've been working hard on this podcast, you know.
Oh, yeah? You working on another one?
No.
You actually went to a podcasting convention.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Care to share?
Probably should have touched on it previous episode, right? But,
well, I mean.
But it's fine.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it was cool. Went to StarCast.
Yep. Where was it at?
We'll just say Chicago.
Okay. Illinois? Fascinating.
No, the other one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you don't want to go into detail on it, or like what it was for, what it was about, or anything like that?
I'm sure if you listen to podcasts, you've probably heard someone mention StarCast.
Maybe, maybe not.
Since, especially if you listen to a wrestling podcast.
Well, there you go.
Since they were all there, or referenced it, or anything like that, and I'm sure people are tired of hearing about it. Because I listen to the podcast, and I'm tired of hearing about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, see, I don't listen to many wrestling podcasts anymore, like at all, so I didn't know anything about it.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you later if you're interested.
Oh, okay.
What have you been up to other than working real hard?
Just hard at work, you know? Working real hard and hard at work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heard that.
I think I, what was it, when I went, I pulled 11-hour days for like 5 days straight, and then I worked an 8-hour shift on top of that, so.
Cool.
Yep.
You know, we could probably go on forever now because everyone's turned it off already.
Probably, yeah. I really thought you were going to reel them in with StarCast talk, but you're just like, you listen to podcasts. I know you fucking know what it is, even though we talk about a 90s TV show, not wrestling.
Yeah. We'll get to Vader soon enough. Yeah. RIP. Yeah. Okay. That's what it is. Have you watched or listened to anything cool lately?
No.
That you would recommend to our friends?
Well, when I'm not working now, I am on my third rewatch of Mad Men.
So, people should watch Mad Men?
I mean, first time I watched it all the way through, I was like, this is all right. No, I was like, this is good. Second time I watched it through, I was like, holy shit, I picked up on so much more stuff. This is great. Third time going through, it's in my top three of shows of all time.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. What are the other two?
Wilfred's up there, and... Gosh, the other ones are kind of hard to come up with. It's probably either Frasier or Cheers, with Californication coming in at 4, 5.
I didn't know you were such a Wilfred fan.
I love that fucking show.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Didn't even know you watched it.
Yeah. Twice. Yeah. I actually legit cried on the finale.
Is it sad?
The next to last episode's pretty sad.
I only watched like one season, maybe.
Oh, you gotta watch them all. All
right. I'll get to it.
It's good.
I got a backlog, but...
It was, like I'd quit my job, quit college, burned out, not leaving the house at all for anything except for food and coming right back every day. And, the only human interaction I had was when I would see you or Tara.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I was just depressed through the whole thing, and Wilfred actually helped me get through that.
Kyle.
Yeah. Whew. I was like, oh my God, this Elijah Wood is more of a fuck up than I am. Okay.
There you go.
But no, like, it's legit funny and good. So.
I'll check it out.
You should.
Will do.
Yep. Well, that's all I got this week.
All right. Hey, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
This was episode 21, I think.
Yep. Boy Meets Girl.
Got one more left, and that's the finale, season one.
Mm-hmm.
We might have another episode just covering season one overall. Maybe that'll be a fun thing to do. I don't know.
We could just make episode 22, like about episode 22, and then tie in a recap with it.
Okay, either way. And then we'll probably take a break for 2-3 weeks, something like that.
Maybe.
Then we'll be back for season two.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that.
Yeah. You want to plug anything?
Well, thanks for listening. You can talk to us over at Twitter at Boar Meets World. Want to email us? It's boarmeetsworld@gmail.com. Leave us a review. Tell us we suck. We're all right. We're pretty good. It's up to you.
All reviews are welcome.
Yeah. I guess that's it.
All right. See you later, Terminator.
See you later, Terminators.